Focus on RNE. Exercise 5, page 158.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of The Stars Go Green, where we feature a famous person every week who is doing something to help the environment. This week's guest is fashion designer Brandon Wells. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Brandon, you've been living and working in London for 8 years now, and you travel everywhere by bicycle. Have you always ridden a bike in London?
Goodness, no. When I first came here, I wouldn't have dreamed of cycling in the centre. It was far too dangerous, mainly because of the heavy traffic. But you also had to deal with the exhaust fumes. I can remember watching the cycle couriers weaving their way through the fumes. They looked like surgeons with their face masks on.
So how did you get around the city in those days?
By bus. I didn't drive a car then, and I couldn't afford a taxi. Of course, if you're really in a hurry, you take the underground. But I never used the tube, and still don't. I'm terrified of being stuck inside a tunnel. It happened to a friend of mine once. He said it was a terrifying experience.
And how long did your bus journeys to and from work take?
About an hour. But then they introduced the congestion charge. You know, where you pay a charge to bring your car into the city centre. And my travel time was halved. It definitely succeeded in deterring motorists, even though you'd think car park fees would already have done that. Well, after a few months of going to work by bus, I noticed there were far more cyclists in the centre. Or maybe it just appeared that way because there were fewer cars around.
So at what point did you change from bus to bicycle?
I saw that cycling had definitely become a safer option. I started to count how many cyclists I spotted on each journey. Then, when I reached 300, I promised to buy myself a bike. It was a month or two before that happened, but by that time, there was a network of cycle paths as well.
How did it feel the first time you rode your new bike to work?
I remember being nervous in case I got hit in the traffic. I wasn't sure how long the journey would take, so I allowed an hour. In the end, I was 20 minutes late that morning. The boss wasn't very happy, I can tell you. It wasn't the distance I misjudged. It was my lack of fitness.
You're very fit now, though. How did you manage it?
Well, I hadn't done any serious cycling for years. I'd had a bike as a teenager, but I only used it at weekends visiting friends in the neighbourhood. Now I was attempting to cycle 10 miles a day. My muscles were so sore at the beginning that I decided to catch the bus one day and cycle the next. Gradually, I was able to give up the bus.
What do you think is the biggest benefit of riding a bike?
There's no doubt that it saves you time when you want to get somewhere in town quickly. But the really great thing is the improvement in my health. I really noticed it swimming last summer. I could swim for hours without getting tired. In fact, I'm in better shape now than I was 10 years ago.